Joining us on Panthers Radio with Zionomics is Panthers forward Evan Mosey. Now, Evan, obviously we've got the Olympics going on right now and the men's hockey is starting very soon. We've been asking some of the guys who their picks are. First of all, who's your pick for the men's hockey this year?
Team USA. Of course. Not gonna say anybody else.
Yeah, we've had a few guys decide to tell me that Korea are going to do it. And one guy say fake Russia might manage to get it this year.
Fake Russia is actually pretty good. To be honest, they might actually win. Fake Russia might be favorites. If Korea actually stays up in that group, that would be huge for them. So it'd be good to see it. It'd be a little Cinderella story, so we'll see what happens.
But obviously, speaking of that group, you were part of the team GB men's hockey who managed to get one group out of there. So what do you think of watching those guys compete at that level? It must be the big aspiration for the team is to get up to there for one of the next Olympics coming up.
Yeah, that's obviously the goal for the GB team is to just keep winning and keep moving up groups and just progressing hockey in England and kind of proving people wrong that, you know, England, you know, is a pretty big hockey hotbed that no one really looks at, so it's kind of overlooked. And, you know, for us, it's just one of those things where we just kind of go out there and you just want to prove people and show people that, you know, England is and Great Britain is pretty good in hockey. So you just want to go out there and just keep winning and kind of prove people wrong.
And we're also joined now by Brett Pelini, who's decided to start filming Evan Mosey while we do this interview. And now he's filming me too. We were asking Evan who he thinks is going to take the Olympic crown. He said USA, but then once he heard your idea of fake Russia, he was kind of sold on that too.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a good squad. I mean, I can't really dog Canada too much, but, you know, a lot of former NHLers, favorite player Pavel Datsyuk. So, you know, I think it's going to be a Canada-Russia final. And
USA. USA, Russia.
You know, I don't even know who's playing for the U.S. this year. So
I don't know anybody.
So, you know, I'll go with the Russians just over Canada.
Now, obviously, you, by a miracle for us anyway, kind of come under that GB eligibility. So were you keeping an eye on the boys when they managed to get their promotion to one group out of the Olympic contention?
Yeah, you know, I've always kept a close eye on them, especially I heard Evan was playing and he caught my attention. But, it would be nice to eventually get to the Olympics for Great Britain. I think they definitely can do it. A lot of good players over here now and the hockey's getting big. So maybe one day we'll be there.
Now, obviously, we have to swing this back to Panthers sooner or later. Yeah, the hockey's getting big, and it's a big weekend for us. Two games, Cardiff and Brayhead. Now, Brayhead sit just behind, only a few points behind us. They could potentially be just 1 point behind come Sunday because they've got a game on Friday and Saturday. It's a big push now, and kind of our eyes has to be on kind of having home advantage when we hit playoff territory. If we can get into that top four, we can get home advantage against one of the teams who could hopefully be behind us instead of facing the likes of a Cardiff or a Belfast.
Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, our stance right now is just to finish strong and like you said, kind of try to get home ice for playoffs. It's a big advantage coming into playoffs to have that, you know, over a team, and you don't want to go into like you said, Belfast or Cardiff not having home ice. So it's one of those things where you just, you know, it's kind of bittersweet to see how the season's gone, but you gotta bear down this last couple months and just try to finish strong and put yourself in at least a good position for the playoffs push.
Now, Evan has obviously been here before for the playoffs. It's a very different style of playoffs in the UK than it is in America or Canada, where it's only a couple of games and you're in the final. Is that a big mentality change for you, Brett?
It is. I think what I'm used to is, you know, just get to playoffs and try and get home ice and then we'll go from there. But here it's really important to be playing good hockey once you get to the playoffs, and you know, we're going to look for that home stretch here to just be playing our best hockey and hopefully take it into the playoffs and get some wins.
All right, thank you both, boys. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.